isn't the only goat at the Warriors parade. Wait till you hear who else showed up.
And what are the Kardashians up to, you may ask? Well, Khloe has a new man, and Kourtney has some new underwear.
And Julia Fox says she's providing a service. But did anyone ask for it?
Welcome to Dish Nation!
Yup, yup.
And joining us today, she's a TV personality, a singer, a super mama six, and so much more. Give it up for Georgia Peach, Kim Zolciak Bierman.
Hey. What up? Oh, it's so good to be here, finally. I've never been here.
Yeah, we're glad to have you.
I'm happy to be here, finally.
And on the West Coast, we've got the host of The Business of Being Black with Tammy Mack on Fox Soul. Make some noise for our girl, Tammy Mack.
Hey. Thank you. Okay, head crack. You got first.
All right, now the Beehive. Y'all been waiting and waiting for oh so long, but Beyonce knew what y'all wanted, and she delivered, man. Her new album, Renaissance, is coming out next month, but she gave the streets a taste with a house-flavored single called Break My Soul. Check it out.
Yeah.
You won't break my soul.
Recently dropped a dance album for guys who like to drink White Claw. And writer C. Jones summed it up by saying, Drake tried to give house and Beyonce said, sounds like an apartment, BB.
Right. Yeah, wow. The everything that's being released recently is giving me very early 90s, mid-90s vibes. I'm kind of loving it. I'm really loving it, actually.
Yeah, now, it's a lyric, maybe a chorus in the song, honey. And a lot of the queens, honey, kind of say, all right, Miss Big Freedia girl, because, you know, she's part of the song. And she said a line that says, release your trade, release the stress. And the sisters didn't like that, honey, because, you know, when you say trade, honey, that's something that means something to the girls.
What does it mean?
Trade means trade? Man, honey, to the sisters, honey. Release your man, girl. The girls ain't doing that, Miss Farida.
But there's a lot of guys stressing people out. So,
yeah,
trade is stressful. Let it go.
Some trade.
Sometimes guys got to get dumb, kicked to the curb.
Yeah.
It happens. I mean, I've never dumped a man, but I've never been with a man. So, I don't know exactly, but I support it.
It's okay how you identify, all right?
Yeah.
Don't
right,
about your coworkers every single day.
Yeah,
baby.
I identify as Beyonce.
Yeah.
What?
Nah. Yeah.
Okay, I'm sure y'all know by now that the Golden State Warriors won the NBA championship.
Nice.
Yes. Oh my gosh, this is their fourth title in 8 seasons. And of course, the parade yesterday was lit. One kid decided to shoot his shot with Steph Curry's 9-year-old daughter, Riley. Did you guys see this?
Oh.
Yeah, he had a sign asking her to marry him, but if you look real closely, it actually says, will you let me marry her? So he knows who he's talking to get permission. Now, how cute is that reaction? She's waving up.
I love it.
Love that. Teaching them young, baby.
Yo, good thing Steph Curry didn't see that.
Okay.
Because, I mean, like, because if I was Steph Curry, like, having the aim that he has, I would have hit that boy with a king-size Snicker right from the floor.
Yo, but Kim, you have kids. Like, do you have to worry about the little girlfriends and boyfriends coming over or, like, hitting on your kids? Like, what's up?
I have, you know, 6. So, Brielle's the oldest at 25, all the way down to the twins that are 8. So, the twins are tricky because they're boy-girl. So, Kane has his friends come over, Kaya has hers, and then all of a sudden you find, so that's the tough part right now.
All right, guys, but before you start thinking that boy was the goat of the parade, somebody showed up with an actual goat wearing a Curry jersey.
Damn.
Steph even stopped the bus to get off and take a picture with the goat.
How cool
is this?
That's awesome. I feel a little bad for the goat because the goat was just being tossed around.
Yeah, yeah.
But a poor baby. But yeah, it was a great moment.
Yeah.
And I love it. He is the goat.
Steph Curry is the goat.
Yeah, that was dope. But I would have preferred somebody show up with some curry so everybody could have ate a little.
Oh my God.
Just imagine how that would have made the goat.
Curry was already there. Yeah. Steph Curry was already there. So Curry was definitely in the house already, baby.
Yeah, but where was Peter, honey? Peter should have been there. How dare they have that little goat out from, honey? Who had a goat? Did Mary have
Peter
a goat?
Peter was mad, man.
No, Mary had a lamb.
Oh.
Yeah, Mary.
Now, in the Jamaican island, she had a goat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right, if y'all have been waiting for Khloe Kardashian to curve Tristan Thompson for good, your wishes might have come true.
Yes, it's the only thing I've ever wanted.
Ready?
Yes.
It's being reported that Khloe is finally moving on with a mystery man.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun. So far, all we know is that he's a private equity investor that she met at a dinner party a few weeks ago when Kim introduced them. However, just Friday night, Khloe dropped an IG comment saying she wasn't seeing a soul.
Yeah.
So does it sound like this is just casual?
I think she's just learned her lesson to keep her relationships private. Ooh. I think this next one she might keep private. No Instagram, no IG, no social media, none of that.
So Kim introduced her to an investor. So do you think it's about time that Khloé gave up these NBA players?
Well, my thing is this, Tammy. I just need to know, do they have any black investors? I mean, because I was just wondering.
Absolutely, they do.
Well, I don't feel like we're going to find out this guy's name is Thriston Thompson.
No, I think she's done. I think she's out?
She's
done.
Kim, you obviously married a professional athlete. Did any of your friends ever come to you and be like, yo, can you hook me up with his teammate? Can you hook me up
all
with...
All the time, but Croy's a rare one. I never dated an athlete before Khloé.
Really?
Never, because I had a lot of friends that were athletes.
Did anybody try to warn you, like, girl, don't date athletes?
I saw it myself, not to date an athlete. Oh. So Khloé, I wasn't for it initially. He just was really hot and had that great bum, so.
Yeah, I remember when you met him, honey.
Yeah,
I have the same problem. Yeah. I know.
Same problem. Well, anyway, child, honey, Travis Barker, honey, will never, honey, have to ask his wife, Courtney, whose is it? Because he will know. Now, Travis showed off y'all a pair of white sexy lace panties on social media with his name embroidered on the front in light baby blue. How sexy. Now, if these panties, honey, could talk, it would say in a sexy and soft voice, here it goes. Listen, Kim. Travis, come here.
Was that supposed to be sexy?
That was really sexy. Maybe we could get the earth a kick. Travis, I'm not wearing any panties.
Now, so, Kim, honey, so tell the truth, honey. I mean, do you have Khloé, honey, some embroidered, honey, of any undergarment?
I don't.
You don't?
No, I'm not a big fan of panties. Anyways.
Okay. What? All right.
If your girl wore a pair of panties with your name on it, how would you react?
I would tell her, take that mess off.
Yeah, we're going to Baby Town. That's where we're going.
Yeah, right.
It's baby making time.
Seriously, I love that. That's sexy.
I would be appalled because, like, sometimes we have people come and do our laundry, and I don't want anybody to think those are mine.
All right, moving on. Kanye's ex-boo and muse Julia Fox says she's helping us out by applying that pressure when it comes to fashion because the world needs to see it. Mm-hmm. In a recent interview, when asked about her eclectic fashion choices, and the paparazzi Julia said, "Tammy, will you do the honors?"
The paparazzi get me, and I look like hell. You know. If they're gonna get me, I might as well make the best of it. Ooh. I feel like I'm doing a service. I'm providing a service. Yeah, a visual.
She needs to relax.
Service.
Ooh. Are her visual services needed, or can she just leave all that at home? Kim, I'm gonna start with you.
No, what's she up? Can what leave. Do you think? She can leave that at home. She's doing a disservice. That's a mess.
But anyway,
why are her eyes?
You like
her
those
eyes are always
eyes?
Bloodshot
Good.
Red. What's
that? Smoky eye.
That is not a smoke. That's a black eye. That is not a smoky eye.
Kim, come on. Now, Kim, now you're a fashion girl, honey. I mean, so would you wear, honey, some of these looks, honey, that Miss Julia just wore?
No.
You wouldn't?
What, look, what are they? There's barely anything there.
You wouldn't go for the demon hand coming up out of the dress?
No. Not into that at all.
I love her grocery store outfits. That's what I really love. Yeah, she'd be going in nothing, y'all.
She'd be giving nothing.
I really want to bump into her like at a Sprouts or something.
Up next, Quavo pulled up to a barbershop with big, bad, and bougie energy, y'all, and you won't believe what happened next. Oh, we're going to explain after the break. Trust.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. So listen to this. A video recently went viral of a barber kicking his client out of his chair when Migos rapper Quavo walks into his barbershop and it sparked a huge what would you do social media debate.
But wasn't the client informed ahead of time, though, that Quavo might be coming in any minute, and if he did come in, he'd have to get up? And if that's the understanding, that's the understanding.
No, but that won't be no understanding. Say the damn chair, let it be empty till he get here. I'm not going to get up.
So, Kim, you're a celebrity in your own right, actually. So what would you do? Because I think this is a good time to talk about celebrities. Like, shouldn't a celebrity say, you know what, it's all good, I'll wait for my mans?
Right.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, like, if Oprah, you know, walked in, I'm getting the hell up. I can just tell you that right now.
Oh, man.
I'm getting up. So,
yeah, right.
I mean,
no. I'm saying
I think it's all circumstantial, right?
If Oprah walks in and trying to get a lineup, yeah, I'm getting up.
Girl, Oprah ain't nobody than nobody else. You're going to get up out of your seat? Look what Rosa Parks did. She said she wouldn't get out of her damn seat, honey, to go to the back of the bus. So I wouldn't get out of my seat to get my hat.
But it seems like the fan thing would do with... Like, if Quavo paid for the guy's haircut that had to get up and
move,
and then still took care of his thing, I think that's fair.
Yeah, that's
fair. Well, that's different.
I'd be okay. I'd be okay with getting up because my barbershop, they make jerk chicken in the back.
Oh, there you go.
So
oh.
I would just get myself a plate. Yeah. I'd get myself a plate of jerk chicken, sit my happy ass down.
Absolutely.
And wait on Quavo.
That's a kick-ass barbershop, yeah, man. Yeah. Excellent idea.
On Pico, bro. Well, moving on, Carson Daly recently revealed that he and his wife, Siri Daly, started sleeping. Check this out, y'all, in separate beds. When she was pregnant with their fourth child, who was born in March of 2020. Well, fast forward 2 years later, they've decided it's the best thing to keep it this way, and they are now alternating between sleeping together and apart. What do y'all think about this? Kim, I'm going to start with you.
Not happening in my house. What do you? Yeah. Why do you want to sleep alone? What are you doing in your bed alone over there? No, not happening.
Yo, does Carson Daly work really late, though? Like,
it doesn't matter.
Yes, he does. He does.
Let me tell y'all something, honey. Ain't no way, honey, Kim, I'm with you. Ain't no way I would sleep in a separate bit. That's the damn time when them tramps be sneaking in the door with you up in your room sleeping and his ass in the room by himself.
You got it. Yes. Yeah.
Gary has always worried about people sneaking in through the window, sneaking in through the kitchen door.
But you know why? Because Gary's the one sneaking in the window. Gary's the one sneaking in the window.
Well, you know, my husband had COVID about 2 months ago and I haven't seen him since.
You should check on him.
Where did he go?
Come on, Gary. He's been sleeping in the guest room. Quarantining. He's been quarantining.
All right, Headcrack, I hear you have a way for us to save some time and money, and I am listening.
Here's a great offer that's going to save you time and money. Because when you run a small business, every second counts. So let's use Stamps.com instead of going to the post office. Stamps.com makes mailing and shipping quick, easy, and cost-effective. For more than 20 years, Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses. All you need is your regular computer and printer. No special supplies or equipment. Plus, Stamps.com works with Shopify, Amazon, Etsy, eBay, and more. So whether you're an office sending out invoices, an Etsy shop sending your products, or warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com is your mailing and shipping solution. I also love using Stamps.com for any last minute gifts because, yeah, you know, my memory ain't always the best, okay? So stop wasting time and start saving money when you use Stamps.com to mail and ship. Sign up with the promo code DishNation for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code Dish Nation. You're gonna love it. Stay tuned for more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Okay, Kim, darling, honey. All eyes are on you. Now, I'm gonna call this portion of the show Don't Be Tardy for the Tea Party. So, honey, we're gonna have a little fun and get into your business, honey. Okay, Kimmy?
What else is new? Come on, honey.
So, are you ready, baby, to pour some tea?
I'm ready. Let's go.
Ready? Okay.
Well, let's sit there now. Kim, is it true that you walked up 30 plus flights of stairs this morning to the studio because you don't like taking elevators?
34 flights.
Wow. What's
34 flights. I got stuck in an elevator with my girls twice in the same day, and I'm super claustrophobic anyway.
Okay.
Whoa. So there's no way that I'm going to risk it. 34 flights.
Yo.
Wow.
That's wild. Yeah, my heart's still racing.
I'm the same way, Kim. I got stuck in an elevator in the Empire State Building.
Yeah. Oh, the worst place to get stuck. Oh,
yo,
no.
That did it, Kim. That did it for me too, man.
Well, we all know from the Real Housewives of Atlanta, you love a good wig.
Hello.
So how many of them do you have in your collection? And how expensive are they?
Damn.
Kim, like, what's your insurance on those wigs?
I have hundreds of wigs, and the ones in the beginning of Housewives were about $250, and now they're, you know, anywhere $5,000-$6,000.
Wow. If somebody ever sees you on the street, don't take her purse, take her wig and run. Okay, so you are one of the original Housewives of Atlanta. The show, considering how boring it is this season, would you consider coming back?
I did say when I did go back, like, you know, I asked for a certain amount of money and I was like, we'll see. And they were like, okay. And I was, well, I mean, you know, money motivates me. Well, I don't know if there's enough money anymore to motivate me for that. It just depends.
Damn.
I mean, it's a lot of negativity, you know? There's a lot of, like, just combativeness, and it's not really worth your health or your state of mind.
Your mental health, especially.
Yeah.
So,
good for you, Kim.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Exactly. Yes. Who from the Real Housewives have you texted recently?
Sheree. We've been friends for years. Nice. But I was friends with Sheree and Nene before the show ever even started. So
right.
Now, out of all your kids, Kim, who's the one most likely to have their own reality show?
Oh, well, Brielle and Ariana for sure. They're a hot mess. They couldn't be more opposite. And they are a hot mess. So they might have something coming up soon.
Okay.
Is that a little dispatch on for that one or what?
Maybe. They've been on TV since, I mean, Ariana was like 4, I think, and now she's 20. Mm-hmm. Or maybe she was 5. Yeah, so they've been on TV their whole life.
That's crazy, Kim.
Crazy.
So, Kim, now, so you're a married woman, honey, and you're a mom of 6, and you look amazing, honey. Thank you. But every time when I look at you, at your Insta, honey, you be thirst trapping. Does Croy take these pictures?
Sometimes, honey, I just lounge around in Salty K at home and drink wine out of my solo cup. That's it, honey.
So now I also know that you have that swimsuit line, honey, called Salty K now. So you think, honey, I could model some of those thongs one day?
Sure. I would love to have you come in. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I might hold you to it, honey.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Y'all hear that, Chewy and Tanner?
Yeah, I'm with that, baby.
So. Yeah. All right, Kim, let fans know about any exciting projects, the scoop on that reality show for your girls, and how they can keep up with you and where they can get some of this Salty K swimwear.
Well, yeah, my girls are working on their own stuff. We're working on, Corey and I and the littles are also working on some of our stuff too. You know, I love the TV, honey. Salty K is doing amazing. We have a new collection coming out, and you can find me on Instagram, Kim Zolciak Bearman. And come find me, honey. You and your thong, baby.
You wear the thong. Okay, and I'm going to turn it on my stomach. Right. Yeah.
You're going to turn on your stomach. Yes. Okay, perfect.
Yes. Thank you for that visual.
There's going to be a lot of sucking in.
Faith Hill has a little extra hair, but you won't believe where. We'll get into that after the break. Wow, I like a hairy woman.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, listen up, ladies. How far would you go to get in character for a role? Ooh. Because country queen Faith Hill, who stars in the series 1883 with her husband, Tim McGraw, revealed that for her role of Margaret, she had to stop shaving her armpits for a few months.
Harry Pitts said it was difficult
for her to do. And she even asked if she could tape hair under her arms since the guys were wearing fake beards. And in the end, she decided to grow it, but she joked that she may get laser hair removal so she doesn't have to do it again. They couldn't give her fake hair. She had to grow that pit hair.
They could have gave her fake hair.
Yeah, they could have done that. They could have done that.
Well, I tell you what, baby, I would be a seal for them, honey. I would be very much so hairless if they wanted me to give that role, honey.
But that's not an extension, Gary. You're already kind of like a hairless cat. Would you grow a beard for a role?
Oh, they would throw me out to sorority. Probably not.
But Kim, if you were in a movie and you had to let everything grow, you think Croy would be okay with sleeping with you if you had hairy ass legs?
I really think he'd be okay. Now, if the roles were reversed, I'm not so sure I'd be okay. But he'd tell you the same answer.
You don't like hair.
He's not very hairy.
Okay.
Does he remove body hair for you?
Yes, he does. As he should.
All right.
Y'all like Ken dolls.
I like,
Barbie and Ken up in there.
Yeah.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.